Perfect Gifts, a Mass Effect fanfic, written by Hello Shepherd, read by Black Glass. By most standards, Heptraxis was a small planet. Barely half the size of Manai, it was known for exactly two things: a small mining colony on the southern tip of the main continent, and a massive market that made up a good portion of the northern hemisphere. Touring the entire Heptraxis market was a huge feat, one accomplished by only the most avid shopper-slash-adventurer. Garrus Vakarian was no adventurer, nor was he a shopper. A map of the market lay spread out on a picnic table, with areas of interest circled with blue ink.
"Tell me again," Tally was saying from the other side of the table. "Why we're helping you?"
"It's for Shepherd," Garrus said. "You know, human courting rituals include an aspect of gift-giving." Garrus imagined that under her helmet, Tally was rolling her eyes. He braced himself for some kind of quip about his lack of romantic experience, and was almost done thinking of the perfect comeback when Tally spoke.
"What kind of gift?" Tally asked instead.
Garrus frowned at the map. If they rented a taxi, they could visit two sections before nightfall. Three if they hurried. Out of the hundreds of sections and subsections that comprised the Heptraxis market, it was a drop of water in the ocean. But it was more shopping than Garrus had done in years.
"It varies from human to human." "What does varies mean, exactly?"
"It varies."
Garrus gave up looking at the map and squinted at the stall directly to his left. From this distance, he could hear Morden arguing with the owner, haggling them about the price of imported mirin. The movies never show the humans receiving the same gift twice, except flowers and jewelry.
"So get her flowers?"
Garrus sighed. "I think she's allergic to them. Or was it flower singular?"
"Is there a difference?"
Garrus shrugged. "I'm not interested in poisoning my girlfriend, Tally." That got a laugh out of her. Tally pushed back the map over to Garrus' side of the table.
"Why not just get her a mod for her gun?"
Tally pointed to one of the weapons markets, circled three times in blue ink.
"She loves mods."
"Human courting rituals, personal," Morden interjected. "Not to be taken lightly, unless subject enjoys lighthearted method of courtship." Without waiting for permission, Morden dumped his purchases on the table and sat. Garrus didn't fail to notice that among the samples of food and greenery, several knives and poisons had made their way into Morden's possession. Tally snorted.
"Interesting choice," Garrus said, inclining his head to one of the knives. "Didn't think you were the type for decorative handles."
"Normally not." Morden picked up said knife with a speed unbecoming of his age, and studied the blade as it glinted silver in the bright Heptraxis sun. "Conducting tests, determining whether the older forging techniques compare to newer, synthetic methods of construction."
"That's nice and all, Morden, but unless you want to donate one of your knives as a gift to Shepherd."
"Would be honored to." Morden brought out another knife and made to hand it to Garrus. "Practical, yet stylish. Perfect for the commander."
"Thanks, but I was looking for something with a little more romance."
Tally laughed.
"I didn't know you knew the meaning of the word, Vakarian."
"Yes, I do." End of story. Thanks for listening.